This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz again with Morning Devotions, talking again today of the question, what is sacrifice? What sacrifices have you made? I recall David Livingstone, who a great man in history. He said, people talk of the sacrifice I have made by spending so much of my life in Africa. He said, can that be called a sacrifice when it's simply paid back a small part of a great debt that I owe to God? In fact, I could never repay it. Is that a sacrifice that brings its own reward in helpful activity, the consciousness of doing good, having peace of mind and a bright hope of a glorious destiny? Away with the word in such a view, he says, and with such a thought. It's emphatically no sacrifice. Let's say, he said, rather a privilege. Anxiety, sickness, suffering or danger, now and then, with some inconveniences, may make us pause and cause the spirit to waver and the soul to sink. But let this only be for a minute. This is what David Livingstone said. All these things are nothing compared with the glory which will be revealed in and for us. I have never made a sacrifice. Amazing words from a guy who actually gave his life in the service of other people. C.T. Studd said, if Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. And I guess we rarely hear today that kind of sentiment of tremendous sacrifice that people made. So no wonder that we read in the Bible that Jesus has these words, I demand that you love each other as much as I love you. And here is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when a person lays down his life for his friends. Now, if you look up the definition of sacrifice in the dictionary, you'll find something like this. It's a voluntary giving up of something that you value, a relinquishment or an offering. So it's clear when you mention, or I mention the word sacrifice, that it is, or can be, painful and costly. We might sacrifice our health or even our home, our livelihood, or even our own lives for the sake of others. And I want to tell you a story about that shortly. But we only do this when our sacrifice is understood to benefit those other people. For example, parents will make sacrifices in order to provide for their children. They might spend money, spend their time so that their kids get a good education. People in employment will make sacrifices to ensure that they stay employed and they're able to provide for their families. And the employer, he or she will often make sacrifices to ensure their employees are happy. If you're an athlete or have seen athletes, they often make sacrifices to be the best in their country and in the sport. And ordinary citizens, well, we do things. We pay our taxes. We obey the laws. And so this is acknowledged as, I guess, part of the sacrifice that we make. And then, of course, on Anzac Day, that's a special time to commemorate people who have actually made the ultimate sacrifice, in many of them laying down their life for their country and for the freedom of the world. Well, there are two stories I'd like to share, and I'll take this again tomorrow because we haven't got time today. Two stories about men in different centuries who actually gave the ultimate of their lives. And this is going back to 1982 in Washington. It was an afternoon, and the Air Florida 90 was preparing for takeoff to go to Florida, from Washington to Florida. There were five crew members, 74 passengers. One of the passengers was a bank executive called Arland Williams. He had no idea that within seconds, he and five other passengers would be the only ones left. And this plane slammed into the concrete and steel of the 14th Street Bridge and ploughed into the terribly cold, frozen surface of the Potomac River. And it was a horrifying incident seen by many people, terrifying. Boats couldn't be launched, and 20 minutes after the crash, the sun was starting to go down. How are they going to reach these six survivors? A rescue chopper then came. It dropped a life ring, and then things started to happen. People were rescued in quite a dramatic way. But there was this one man, Arland Williams, who refused to give the ring, the lifesaver, for himself. He gave it to other people. And I'll talk about that a little bit further tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for people who make a genuine sacrifice. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.